last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
Light of Allah, you are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab. I am with Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, dear listeners, as we know, to know about Imam of our time, it's really important to know about the Imam himself, and it's also important to know about his friends and foes. And some of his friends and foes have been discussed in the signs. Yes, we had been talking about the signs of reappearance, and right now we had been talking about a person named Sufyani who will rise before the reappearance of Imam. Well, Dr. Karimi, what are the goals of Sufyani, knowing about his time and place of uprising? What is his goal? What does he want?
So first of all, we are talking about a very wicked person. Such people, usually, they are looking for more power, for more dominance over different countries. And we can understand from the narrations that there are two main goals for the uprising of Sufyani. The first one is killing the Shia, and there is no doubt about that. For example, there is one narration in this regard from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. This is an authentic narration in Al-Ghiba by Sheikh Nu'mani, chapter 18, page 311, hadith number 3. The Imam talks about two features of Sufyani, one of them being his anger and second being his hatred. Imam says that his anger and his hatred are only toward the Shia. And of course, Imam says that Shi'atana, our Shia. There is no doubt about the fact that one of the main reasons for all these merciless actions and violent actions of Sufyani in different countries, including the Shia countries, is to just to massacre the Shia. There are different scenarios why, Sufyani is looking for killing the Shia. In one of the previous episodes, we talked about the religion of Sufyani, whether he is Muslim or Christian or a Muslim converting to Christianity. So I'm not going to repeat that. It seems that there might be two motivations for him trying to kill and massacre the Shia. The first opinion might be that, like many Wahhabis nowadays that consider Shia as a heretic denomination, as a disbeliever, he may have the same viewpoints. We know that when it comes to ISIS, for example, they consider Shia as kuffar, as disbelievers, and that is why they were looking for massacring the Shia. This is the viewpoint of, unfortunately, such extremists among Muslims, if of course we may consider them as Muslims. So it is at least one of the possibilities that Sufyani holds the same viewpoint regarding the Shia. In his eyes too, Shia are a group of deviated Muslims, or rather disbelievers. They have brought innovations, bid'ahs in the religion, and they should be killed. This is one viewpoint. The other viewpoint is that, no, it might be that the Shi'i thought is one of the main obstacles against the benefits of the superpowers in the world. As we see nowadays, that the Shi'i thought, as it is preached by Islamic Republic of Iran, and alhamdulillah, it is spreading in many countries, it is against the benefits of some of the superpowers.
True.
So it might be said that maybe Sufyani is provoked by some of the superpowers. And of course, we had the same regarding ISIS as well. At least some of the leaders of ISIS were provoked by some of the superpowers of the world.
Yes, we'll discuss more about this topic after a short break. So, dear listeners, stay tuned for more interesting data about the certain sign of rebirth that Sufyani. Because knowing about foes of Imam is equally important as we want to know about the Imam. Welcome back to Last Savior. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. I am with Dr. Karimi, and we're talking about the goal of Sufyani, who is one of the certain signs of reappearance. What could be motivating him to kill Shias?
Regarding the second possibility, that Sufyani is against the Shia because of the fact that some of the superpowers in the world, they will provoke him. It might not be a clear narration confirming that, but at least there is one narration which may confirm this theory. This narration is mursal, which means that it doesn't have the chain of the narration.
Okay.
And it means that it's not an authentic narration. But let me discuss about the content of the narration, which may give us at least
kind
a
of
hint
idea.
Regarding kind of the analysis of the uprising of Sufyani. In this narration, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, Sufyani, to fight the rulership of Khorasani, who is ruling over Iran, according to this narration,
okay,
he will go to Rome. And of course, Rome in such narration is referring to the Western countries.
All right.
To repel this Khorasani, he goes to Rome for attracting and gaining the help of such countries. And of course, the narrations continue to say that when he comes from there, he comes back as a Christian, like as he is carrying a cross around his neck.
Okay.
So if we accept this narration, we may agree that, Sufyani somehow is helped and supported and provoked by some of the Western
powers
countries,
some
of the superpowers. And of course, the other main and goal of Sufyani is for sure to prevent from the worldwide uprising of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his
reappearance. Inshallah.
And we know that later we'll discuss about the course of the events. Finally, they will fight each other, the army of Sufyani and the army of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. A part of the army of Sufyani will be swallowed up in a region called Baida, and we have the concept of Khasf Baida as one of the signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and this Sufyani himself will be killed either by the Imam himself or one of the people in the army of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
We'll be back in a short break.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. This is IRIB English Radio. I'm Zainab with Dr. Karimi, and we're talking about the certain signs of reappearance. One of them is the uprising of Sufyani, and we were talking about his goals. How he is going to stand against Imam? Can you give us some details?
We are talking about him coming from Sham. A region from Sham, either in today's Syria or Palestine and Jordan. But now the question is that how, first of all, because of the fact that he's in need of a great army.
Yes.
When we are talking about the fact that he's coming from Sham, now the question is that, is he going to gain power in Sham through a coup? Or no, for example, he will be elected as a leader like what we have today, the elections, based on the laws of that country, Sham. There are at least some evidence, some indications in the narrations that give us this conclusion that he is going to gain power through a coup, not through, election or anything like that. There are some narrations which confirm that, and first of all, there are some narrations according to which Sufyani will fight other people who also try to gain power, and Sufyani will defeat them through the fighting, not through the elections. There are some narrations, those who are interested can refer to Mu'jam Ahadith Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam, volume 3, page 275. There is one authentic narration in this regard from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, according to which the Imam says, the first land which will be destroyed out of these fightings is Sham. Three flags will fight each other in Sham, meaning that three people are looking for power, and of course all of them are against the Shia, none of them is with the truth. So one of them is the flag of a person called Ashab, the second is that of a person called Al-Abqa, and the third one is that of Sufyani. First of all, there is a fight between Sufyani and Abqa. They will fight each other, but Sufyani will kill him and his army, then he will kill the third person, that is Ashab. So at least this narration can give us this conclusion that Sufyani is not going to gain power through a democratic way, through an election. No. So this is one narration, and this narration is quoted in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, chapter 14, page 288, hadith number 67. The second narration, which also shows that Sufyani gains power through a coup, is the narration referring to his hidden life.
Okay.
Sufyani will lead a very secret life. So for sure, if he's going to gain power through a democratic way, he's not in need of such a life, in a secret way. Of course, before gaining the power. There is one narration according to which Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is quoted as saying, وَقَدْ بَلَغَ مِنْ خُبْثِهِ أَنَّهُ يَدْفُنُ أُمَّ وَلَدِ اللَّهِ وَهِيَ حَيَّ. Sufyani is so wicked that he will kill one of his wives, Umma Walad, who is the mother of one of his children.
Okay.
وَهِيَ حَيَّ, while she is still, alive. Why? مَخَافَةَ أَن تَدُلَّ لَهُ. Because Sufyani is afraid that she may tell the people where he is hiding.
Okay.
And so this narration, first of all, is telling us how wicked is he.
How cruel he is.
Exactly. To the extent that he ready
burns
to kill his
woman
wife
alive.
Because he's afraid that she may tell the people about the place that he is hiding. And second of all, another indication that he will gain power through a coup and not through a democratic way. This is in Kamaluddin, chapter 57, hadith number 10. And the last narration in this regard is the narration which talk about a chaotic situation at that time in Syria, in Sham.
Okay.
And of course, under such chaotic situation, we cannot expect any kind of election through which Sufyani is elected. For example, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam is quoted as saying, addressing Jabir, that at that time, in that year, فتلك السنة, فيها اختلاف كثير في كل أرض من ناحية المغرب. In the West, including Sham and Syria, there would be much differences among the people, chaotic situation. So all these three narrations at least indicate that Sufyani will gain power through a coup.
What we have concluded so far is that Sufyani is going to be in a warlike situation. He's not gaining power through any democracy, through any kind of votes. He's having war, and we have talked about his wickedness, how cruel he is. So we talked about his cruelness, and may Allah's curse be on all the foes of Imam. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You were listening to The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.